With the slumping economy, many of the area's homeless shelters are at capacity, and coordinator of community relations at Metropolitan Ministries, Jim Alexander, said that their Thanksgiving food drive is struggling to meet the high demand.
The number that we've been working towards all year is 25,500 families. So, you know, if you use an average family size of four people, that's a little over 100,000 individuals that will be served during the holiday season coming through our tents.
Hundreds of families were lined up today in need of food assistance, not only for Thanksgiving, but also the days ahead. Their tent near downtown Tampa was decorated to look like a market and even had a stage and lounge area set up to accommodate people while they wait to select food.
We actually pair every client up with a personal shopper so that they can get help picking out the food that they need for their particular family circumstances during the holidays. But just behind you, we have a full store where a family of 2, 3, 4, 6, 10 can actually go through and get everything they need for a full Thanksgiving meal.
While the local unemployment rate has dropped slightly both in the state and nationwide, Alexander said that demand has increased dramatically in the last year, and the demographics have broadened as well.
If you look at our larger mission, where we actually house folks in our Uplift U program, which is we bring them in, we house them, we teach them, we train them, we get them moving, we have about a five-month waiting list on that. So we've seen a 47% increase in the request for services year to year from 2010 to 2011. And in this year right now, Thanksgiving, we're going to be okay for Thanksgiving. The community has stepped up. The donors have really, really responded. But we're still, year to year, we're 20% under the donation levels we had last year overall. So while we're fine for tomorrow, we're going to be okay tomorrow, the next day, the day after, is a little suspicious.
Ronald Roberts used to be addicted to crack cocaine, but has been sober for 20 years. He said that up until 6 months ago, he was able to make rent, but is now without a home.
Well, given the fact me and my wife are suffering right now, we're in a homeless situation, and given our circumstances, we faced a couple of evictions that led to us having to live in the settings of homeless, and due to the simple fact that we don't have a permanent residence at this time, so we had to reach out to the social services that are here that are a help to those that are in need right now. And given our struggling economy and the things where it is with jobs and stuff of that nature, it's being pretty hard. So we sort of got our hands tied behind our back, and we're in this predicament right now. It's a setting and a situation in which I myself has never experienced because I grew up in this town. I'm born and raised here in Tampa.
Roberts said that he never expected needing to seek help from a place like Metropolitan Ministries. He said that the economic downturn has played a large role in his trouble finding work and shelter for his family.
Anybody can be in this. And like I said, I came from upper middle class. And my wife-to-be, she's an ex-military wife and 22 years with a marriage. And now we're in this situation. And we've been together for 4 years. And we see ourselves in a struggling spot now that, really, if you'd have told us this here about 6 months ago, we'd have told you you're crazy.
Despite the rain, some Occupy Tampa members have also been out on the streets today in ponchos, some in protest, and some by necessity. Some people in the homeless community are supporting Occupy Tampa because they agree with the message that the economic downturn has caused an increase in homelessness. Fitzgerald Scott has been arrested for refusing a police order to leave the sidewalk and for trespassing after hours in Kylie Garden. But he said he will be spending his Thanksgiving back on the picket line.
It's just going to be a day of rest. We're just going to take it easy, eat. There's some people that, there's at least going to be six of us out here, definitely for sure. And then a whole bunch of people coming to visit and hang out. I don't know how many people are actually going to sleep. It might be more, but it's probably not going to be a lot of people. But somebody said that they're going to make a turkey. They wanted to find out how much of us are going to be out there.
Scott used to work as a planner for the city of Clearwater, but has chosen a life of poverty for what he calls a protest of a corrupt system. He plans to observe Buy Nothing Day on Friday to protest consumerism and out of necessity.
I mean, I'm going to say it's because of protest. Now, I'm going to have a couple dollars, but I can't spend like that. I don't have it to go to Toys R Us and buy a whole bunch of stuff for, you know, family members. I don't have it. I simply don't have it. A lot of it is on me because, you know, I choose not to work in certain systems and do certain things. You know, I choose not to be a bank teller. I mean, I could get a job doing that, but I choose not to do that. I choose not to work for certain not-for-profits. You know, I choose not to work for certain government organizations. I'm qualified. I can definitely get the jobs, but know, and I blame nobody for my poverty. I'm out here because of the corruption.
Scott said that he would be interested in working at a place like the Red Cross or another relief organization, but he said that he has yet to apply. And while only a few people remained on the sidewalk at Occupy Tampa, he said that many of them have chosen to be at home with their families on this holiday. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton in Tampa.